We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get started here on the point that there is a, Anthony, are there rules as far as for documentaries? I don't believe that there are rules of spoiler alerts. Do you?
No.
When it comes to a documentary on the idea that, you know, we should be worried about a documentary on Aaron Hernandez and whether we can talk about it or not. When it's a documentary, when all of the information is public knowledge, I don't consider this. If you have not seen the Aaron Hernandez documentary and don't want it spoiled for you, I would suggest that you probably just think about not listening. But you're going to miss pretty good conversation. So I watched the documentary and we watched it. It's the first time my wife and I think have ever binge watched anything, where in the matter of the afternoon, we watched one episode and then at night we watched a couple more just to get it all done, because we didn't want to leave it where it sat. And when I watched the first episode, it's three different segments. Now, Anthony, you have not watched it yet.
Not yet.
You have not watched it yet. But so some stuff might be spoiled for you. But at the end of the first episode, I sent a text message to front office Los, Carlos Medina, who you hear on the show often, here on the John Kincaid Show, and Brian Hoyt, one of my producers in Atlanta, great dude. And I sent them a text and I said, I actually feel sorry for Aaron Hernandez. I watched the first episode and I'm saying to myself, I feel sorry for the guy. And then I watched the second and the third episodes and I said, okay, I recant that. I do not feel sorry for Aaron Hernandez. I will tell you that it is a well-done documentary. It absolutely has the feel of a ESPN 30 for 30 type of scenario, but goes into great depth. It also gives you great access. I mean, great access, where you get the opportunity to hear the jailhouse conversations that Aaron Hernandez was having, including the fact that he was saying to one of his business people, can you get me an advertising deal? Because Nike didn't want anything to do with him anymore. And he said, well, can you get me a deal with Smith & Wesson? And the minute that I heard that, I said to myself, this is a psychopath. That's somebody who absolutely didn't just do something impulsively, didn't do something just impulsively in the moment, made a mistake. This is a psychopath who, after being involved in various murders, decides that it's funny to make a joke that maybe he can get an endorsement deal now with Smith & Wesson. Then, more importantly, the idea that Aaron Hernandez believed that he had to hide his sexuality. So if you haven't seen the documentary, let me just give you, there is a major spoiler, is that Aaron Hernandez was involved in same-sex relationships from the time he was in seventh grade. But then the filmmaker, the documentary maker, saved something for the last 7 minutes of the piece. And I think it was completely by design. Let's throw this in here and let's put this little seed in people's heads. In the last 7 minutes, Aaron Hernandez's brain was studied. Did you know that Aaron Hernandez had the beginnings of CTE. In fact, he had one of the worst cases of CTE that we had seen on someone his age. Okay, true, true. He did have one of the worst cases of somebody's brain that was studied at that age. You know what the problem is? First off, do you know how many brains they've actually studied for CTE that were his age? Do you think there were hundreds? Nope. Do you think it was in the teens? The teens. So 13 to 19. Do you think it was that many brains? Nope. Do you think it was 10 brains? You think it was 10 that they studied? Nope. Nope. You see, here's the problem. The comparative study doesn't exist. So they throw in there at the end, do you realize Aaron Hernandez had one of the worst cases of CTE for any brain that we have studied at his age? Problem is, they didn't study many brains his age. That's a problem. Because you're presenting something as, wow, this is earth-shattering at the end of our documentary. Earth-shattering. Look at this. Look what's happened to his brain. One of the worst damages we've ever seen of somebody playing football and at this level in his brain. And look at the damage that's done. And then you realize they weren't studying. They didn't even have 10 brains that they were studying. There's no test group that could be compared that could say, okay, that really is a big issue. That really does prove the point. It was fake. Not fake what happened to Aaron Hernandez's brain, but fake that they put it out there. Shocking. This is one of the worst cases we've ever studied, we've ever seen. They don't even have double-digit brains that they're studying. So you know what a scientific study would tell you? Now, I'm just going back to the fact that I was lousy at science. It would tell you that we haven't studied enough brains to be able to tell you that we can tell you what the damage actually was when you're doing test case apples to apples. Not to mention the fact, it's pointed out in the documentary that he chain-smoked marijuana from the time he was in seventh grade. He was using marijuana. He chain smoked marijuana from the time his dad died at 16. Chain smoked marijuana every day, chain smoked it, is how it's described, by the way, numerous times in the piece. And you know what he was doing when he was in Florida? He was chain smoking marijuana laced with PCP. Do you know what chain smoking marijuana does to your brain? Laced with PCP? Do you know what that does to your brain? It probably makes you a maniac. It probably would affect your judgment. It would probably affect your anger impulses. Because all I got to do is just do 10 minutes of research on what PCP does to your brain. And it is described, quoted, quote, I wrote it down watching the documentary. He was chain smoking PCP-laced marijuana. But we're going to throw in a CTE thing and try to explain it that way? Give me a freaking break. Give me a break. I also was surprised that the NFL locker rooms in the piece were portrayed as this giant playland of homophobia. That the professional athletes of today would never tolerate gay players in their locker room. I consider this to be patently false. I threw this question the other day to Chris Mortensen, ESPN analyst, when he joined me on the Buck and Kincaid show, the show I host in Atlanta with Buck Ballou on 680 The Fan. We're in our 20th year now. And Chris Mortensen's part of our show every Friday. And I asked him, they said, are there, you know, gay players in the NFL right now? Are there gay players in the NFL right now? In locker rooms where players know about it. And Mort goes, I'm not a scientist. I can't tell you any specific numbers, but I would assume that there is probably a gay player in every locker room. And it was portrayed as if Aaron Hernandez was just, he had to hide everything about himself. I've been told before that in NFL locker rooms, there are potentially some guys who everybody would know, names that everybody would know. And they seem to do just fine in the NFL. Very strange. Just my thoughts. Watch it, though. I would say to watch it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.